This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Over the past couple of years, the glass half full view of the commercial real estate market, office space specifically, has been centered around one catchphrase, more often, honestly, associated with financials: flight to quality. Sure, the demand for dingy cubicles under fluorescent lighting was crumbling, the theory went, but the trophy buildings, the high-profile skyscrapers with great views and lush amenities, big companies still wanted to be able to say they had a floor in the best buildings in town. Those trophy buildings might have survived COVID, but as Marketplace's Matt Levin reports, they're having a tough time with this economy right now.
Commercial real estate people divide office buildings into three categories of descending quality: Class A, B, and C. And at the tip top of Class A are the trophy buildings: beautiful lobbies, gleaming bathrooms, rooftop terraces with Wi-Fi.
You hear things about like the golf simulators getting thrown in there so you can go in and play, you know, a round of virtual golf.
David Smith works for the commercial real estate firm Cushman & Wakefield. He says when big tech was hiring like crazy in 2021, they wanted those amenities to eventually lure employees back to the office.
The tech sector in particular accounted for about a fifth of all leasing activity at that point.
But now big tech and other big companies are in cost-cutting mode. Salesforce recently dumped six floors of Salesforce Tower onto the sublease market. And nationally, the occupied square footage for premier downtown offices fell by 3.8 million at the end of 2022. That's according to Thomas LaSalvia at Moody's Analytics.
This is a time of economic softening. One slightly easy way to release some cost is to try to get rid of some of your real estate.
LaSalvia says he doesn't foresee a crash, but he predicts trophy building landlords will offer more concessions to tenants. Free round of virtual golf, anyone? I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.